You're listening to
Yeah.
Franco's shears and things like that.
Well, while we're here in the town hall in the School of Arts, that is.
Yes.
And I'm speaking with David, who has organized a lot of things in town, and you're again responsible for organizing this Spring Arts Festival here.
Well, myself and the School of Arts Committee, the core of the School of Arts, and this is our 15th annual Spring Arts Exhibition. And as I was just saying, the wonderful thing about this exhibition is that I think last year about 5,000 people saw the Spring Arts Exhibition, and probably 90% of those people are visitors, tourists, guests who come to town, often don't stay here very long, passing through on the busy holiday period, and the exhibition gives them another fantastic view of Nimbin, you know, because people get certain preconceived ideas about Nimbin and have a look at some of the characters on the street and think this and that, and yet they can come into, you know, the galleries and the artistry, the creativity of the people here. That's the fascinating thing, and particularly with this exhibition, because I think, you know, we get diverse, different people come through, and I don't want to say there's something here for everyone, but there's a lot of things here for a range of people. I mean, there's colourful things here, there's serious things here, there's comedy here, there's funny things. There's a very Nimbin aspects to this, in the sort of the comedy and the politics of some of the things. But also there's the fine arts, photography, the ceramics, the sculptures, the woodwork, the installation art. And I think that the magic of this exhibition, or of these exhibitions, the spring and the autumn exhibitions, is just that great variety of the different arts and crafts that people do up here, which is such a great attraction to people.
I asked you earlier whether there are themes, and you said no, strictly there are no themes. Is that to do with attracting as much diversity and art and creativity as you can?
Well, I wouldn't say it's not really strictly no themes, and it's interesting, often when we're talking to artists about exhibiting, they ask, you know, what is the theme, or is there a theme, and we've never really had a strict theme. The Artist Gallery do the autumn exhibition, and even though they don't have a theme for that, they do particularly commission certain artists and also try to particularly get new works from certain artists. Some of the works here have been shown before, probably in total not very many. But then again, since so many of the people who come and see the exhibition are visitors, it's all right, I think, to put up something, to exhibit something that's been exhibited before.
But can you sort of see over the last few exhibitions you did here a cultural reflection where we're heading with our minds and with our ambitions and aspirations and God knows what we're talking about.
I think so. I think I look particularly at Rodney Sharp's works up on the main stage, and I think, you know, culturally and historically and socially, they sort of in some ways reflect the madness and the chaos that the world is in as well. Whereas, of course, some people go to the absolute, you know, aesthetics and fine arts of the world, and I think, you know, I can understand well and fully that they want to put aside the madness and the bloody television and the news and everything, and actually go for the beauty. For example, the whole series of photographs looking at different aspects of the light on Mount Warning, from morning light to sunsets to reflection, and just obviously someone has really studied the certain angles of the beauty of nature. And I think that with many of the people who exhibit here, that apart from what may be happening in their own lives and in the world around them, there is still such beauty in nature that a lot of them want to reflect, be it in photographs or paintings
Let's
or in the fabrics.
Let's get to the forms of expression, what we have represented here. We've got pottery, we've got sculptures,
yes.
We've got dresses and...
Yes, the fabrics and textiles. Yeah, well, felting is very popular up here. There's a lot of felt work it's developed here over the years. More felt as well from Helena Herendi. I think one of the aspects is that the exhibition's been going for 15 years, so in many cases, several of the artists here have been exhibiting regularly for, you know, 10, 15 years. So you get to see the evolution
and the
development of those artists too, and the refinement of some of those artists, and also the way that some of their expression is changing, or the things that they're making statements about is changing. For example, the fascinating thing of Francisco is the brain masturbation installation.
Let's describe it briefly for
It's got a battered mobile phone sort of in the center of a framed piece, and then it's got this funny mouse, as in a computer mouse, dangling up above it with little ceramic ears. So I think that Francisco is making a very strong...
And it's put on a piece of very plain...
A plain board, but it's
board of wood,
and the mobile phone has almost got little, almost the prison bar sort of locking it in, and it looks like someone's put their boot on it as well to make a statement about it, and the mouse is attached above it, and someone actually just bought it a few minutes ago as a gift to their
just
son.
Just sold
10 minutes ago. Wow. Interestingly, someone's bought it as a gift to their son, who's very IT computer oriented, so he's obviously making a satirical statement to his son's choice of the modern IT world we live in. It's just fascinating to see the number of people who come through here and just spend a long time. Because as I said before, a lot of visitors at this time of the year pop into Nimbin, have a cup of coffee, walk up one street, walk down the other, in the car, and they're gone. And it's really good to be able to hold on to people, get them to take a bit more time to take in the surroundings and the culture and the people and the craziness of the street and the interesting craziness of the street and the inside of the businesses and the shops and the galleries here. Well, the space is great, and I think that's the critical thing, because this is one of the largest halls around, and I think people come in and immediately just opens up to everyone, just the actual scale of the room. And what we've particularly done here, we've set the room up so that when you come in here, even though there are bay areas, we call them, with the paintings and things, you can actually take in the whole space when you get in here. It's not like that there are paintings or sculptures obstructing what's beyond that. We actually set it up so that when you come in, there are many things here, but it's not crowded, it's not crammed, and it's not obstructive. Everything, the body of the whole room is visible when you come in, which gives it, you know, which also adds to the space, rather than coming in and having a wall of paintings in front of you and not actually taking in just the grandeur of this this great old building, which significantly and historically was the first real building in Nimbin. And the hall in 1904 anchored where the village grew. There were houses and things scattered further out, but when they built the hall, the township, the village of Nimbin particularly, and immediately started to grow with shops and churches and post office and things around the hall. So it culturally sort of centered the community. And it's wonderful that, you know, 103 years later, it is very much still a cultural place, with the exhibitions, with the fashion shows, the Nimbin Players, the theatrical productions, and all the other cultural events that happen in here over the year.
Aren't we lucky?
We're very, very lucky.
Historically. Well, thanks, David, for that elucidation on the Spring Arts.
Spring Arts Exhibition. 15th annual.
In the small town village of Nimbin, northern New South Wales, eastern Australia. Thank you very much.
And it's open right through the holidays, open every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Until Sunday, 14th of October. So do come in.
Nimbin Radio Media.listen.com.